Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads and my co-host. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Erica.
Yeah, this is Erica and VJ. We're excited about Blog Talk Radio. We got 30 minutes, and we're going to be talking to you about different things. We want to start off with talking about HIV and AIDS, and that in America, it's a huge epidemic. There have been approximately 50,000 new HIV cases that come up annually. I mean, that's every year that people are infected by the HIV virus, and I think that that's serious. It's a serious issue, and I think one of the problems with that is that we're not in tune to what's going on. With Erica, what are your thoughts about that? Some of the facts that are happening that we're in the top 10 states: California, New York, Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Georgia are the top 10 states where people are infected with HIV and AIDS.
That's terrifying.
Well, it is terrifying. And
people aren't being careful. It's showing that people aren't being safe. They're not using their brains. They got to think before they act.
Right, right. They definitely got to think before they act. And one of the other big problems with that is that not only do they have to think before they act, but they need to, I think sometimes people think they have to always have sex. You don't have to. You know, as a woman, you know, you're a woman, you're a mother, you've got kids, and all these things. Talk a little bit about, you know, this whole experience of free love and just going out meeting strange people and having sex is just not safe.
Yeah, it's not. I've never been a person that just goes out and does that type of stuff. I always have to get to know who I'm with and who I'm going to be with. So I'm trying to instill that in my daughters. They're way too young for that right now. But I don't believe in people just going out and meeting at the club and going home and
one-night stand.
Yeah, that one-night stand stuff. I don't do that. I don't believe in it. I don't think it's safe. I think it's dangerous. You never know who you're going home with. It's too scary for that. You don't know what's going to happen.
Let me just be honest, you know, because I'm going to be serious. Back in the day, right? Now, you know, I'm a man of God now, so I ain't kind of like that. I'm not like that no more. Let me change the kind of. I'm not like that. But I remember back in the day, when a girl would just say, "You sure you ain't got nothing? You sure?" And I say, "Yeah, I'm sure." And they'd be like, "All right, that's cool. That your word's good enough." Now, still, I believe girls still say that.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. Me, if you think you're gonna get with me, you better have papers to prove it.
So you saying they got to have papers to prove?
Absolutely.
Octavia, you know, what do you say about this? HIV, we're just talking about how it affects 50,000 new cases every year in America.
That is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I feel as though we're not being responsible. It's actually just simply irresponsibility. Totally irresponsible. How long does it take to run to the gas station and get a condom? Like, how long does it take to go in the living room and find a condom? They should be everywhere in your house. There's no reason to have unprotected sex. If anyone can give me a reason to have unprotected sex, if you're not married, please call in. I would love to hear what you have to say.
So you call us. We want you to call in and tell us why it's okay to have unprotected sex. And if you call in with a reason, I know you're a fool, so let's call in. Let's see if you're going to call in and tell us why it's okay.
If you're not married.
Yeah. You know, women and HIV rates has risen over the years, and there are at least 292 new HIV cases in Minnesota, which they say it's going down, it's declining from 2010, according to statistics. Why do you think HIV rates are going down in Minnesota compared to other cities?
Maybe we're starting to educate our kids and teenagers and even our, you know, older generations. They need to be educated on protected sex or abstinence, period, until you're married.
Well, you know, based upon what they say here, that communities of color experience the greatest health disparities in terms of infection rates by race and ethnicity compared with white folks. What is the problem that African Americans are getting this high rate of diseases? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know.
Well, let's ask an African American woman, you know. Why do you think that African Americans are getting a higher rate of HIV and AIDS and STDs than other races?
Well, I'm not sure about the race difference, because I don't know about the race difference. I just think that a lot of women aren't really caring about their bodies. They're not taking responsibility for their bodies. They're allowing these men to persuade them to have sex without protection. And there's just absolutely no excuse for it. And I can't tell you the difference between why Caucasian women AIDS rates are lower than African American women. All I can say is we just need to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. You heard it from Octavia. She's saying, just wrap it up. We got a caller on the line right now. Let's find out what this caller has to say, and I'm sure he has something to say. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Glad you're calling in.
Yeah, you got me on there, BJ?
I got you on.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I'm at now. I'm at the podiatrist, but I'm at the foot doctor right now because my arch done failed. I don't know how it failed. See, but that's what I think one of the main problems and stuff is saying in our community as far as, like, health concerns and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and general wellness per se, is that we just don't lay up here and take care of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We always put things off, like the sister said, instead of just wrapping it up and stuff and saying, we just say, well, hey, I'm going to lay up here and take these, you know, just throw precautions to the wind, you know? And, by me being an older black man, you know, I'm always with that, you know, I come up in that line where you say, you know what I'm saying, just man up, you know what I'm saying? Like my foot was hurting last night, but instead of me laying up here taking care of it, you know, I laid up here and I worked on it anyway, you know, and now I'm having problems. My arch done failed, you know, and it only costs like $35 for me to lay up here and buy some, the man said, these arch support things, you know, for your feet. And, you know, he tell me, you know what I'm saying, I had to get out the habit of walking around the house without these arch supports on my feet, you know what I'm saying, by me being a diabetic man, you know what I'm saying, I started to understand that, you know, it's certain procedures that you got to go through. There's not no shortcuts to this, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to talk about prevention and you're going to talk about health care and things like that, and you want to be responsible for other people's in your life and stuff, and you want to lay up here and take a care of yourself and stuff, you got to eat right, you know what I'm saying? You got to drink water, you know? You got to take your prescribed medications and stuff. You can't self-medicate, you know? You can't lay up here and use these old mother remedies and things like that. You got to do the prescribed prevention that the doctor lay up here and dictate for you. That's why you go and get a prognosis, you know. So, you know, while I'm sitting up here in his office here, you know, I'm looking at this brother. You know, I'm looking at this brother, you know. And, you know, and he told me he didn't take care of himself. You know, and he had diabetes and stuff for 15 years. You know, that he had known about it, you know, but through his drugging and through his other neglects and stuff like that there, you know, now he had lost, you know, four toes off of his right foot, you know. So, you know, I think it was God that sent me in here today, you know what I'm saying, to take care of myself, because like he said, he was feeling tingling in his toes and stuff like that. He said he ignored that stuff, you know, and now took off four of his toes. So, you know, like the sister said, you know, is that, you know, I can't speak for white folks and no things like that there, but I know the promiscuousness that we have with our children because, you know, by us riding the bus and being mad dads and stuff, we'd be down there on 7th and Nicollet and stuff, and we'd be seeing and stuff and saying the freedom you know, they throw precautions to the wind and stuff. You're saying the young girls and stuff, you know what I'm saying, be seeking attention from them young guys down there on the street and stuff. And these are 14, 15, all the way up to 18-year-old kids and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't have no formal education and stuff like this. And I can't lay up here and say that the schools are not teaching them that, because we know we got too many different sex prevention experts in often our schools and stuff. You're saying as a mad dad, we have a health linkage with North Point and other various street organizations and stuff that offers condoms and they offer sex prevention, disease prevention classes and stuff like this here and stuff. And we pass out this literature and stuff. But those kids are not receptive to that because, like, when you were a young boy and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm, you know, being young, I mean, being a black man and stuff, when I was young and stuff, I thought I was invincible too. You know what I'm saying? So I'd lay up with somebody and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Didn't properly clean myself, you know? And then I'd go up and be with somebody else later on that night, you know what I'm saying? And still don't clean myself, you know? So it's a whole lot of misinformed information out there on the street was concerning these kids and stuff. Then there's a lot of self-denial and stuff, and saying then it's called embarrassment and stuff because, like, you know, you are part of the community too, and you know what I'm saying, you've probably been a victim of this stuff too, you know, a practitioner of this stuff, you know, that we lay up here and we do things thinking that we supermen, that it ain't going to affect me, you know what I'm saying? And we don't believe stuff until stuff happened to us and stuff, you know?
You're absolutely right. Sir, Mr. Baggett, thank you for calling in. I'm really glad you called in. I got a question for you because this diabetes thing, man, we're brothers. We already was brothers, but now we medical brothers in this diabetes thing. I've seen you in the hospital. I've come to visit you when you've had episodes. And I think we need to really let people know that your diet, the way you eat, I think me and you both were two African American men that said, "Well, we all right. We can still eat what we want to eat. Ain't nothing happened yet."
Yep.
But we didn't pay attention to the signs. We didn't pay attention at all. And it came to hit us so hard that it was a wake up call. I know for both, I seen you carrying around your little containers of healthy stuff, and I'm the same way. I snatched two McDonald's fries out of. My sister, she was eating, but they, you know, I just had to taste one. I haven't had one in so long. But I know I can't have no more of those. I can't have
That's
my
right.
own package. You know, and just talk a little bit about what you found out and how it's been for your wake-up call to live differently and eat differently.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, BJ, because, like, you know, my wake-up call came when, you know, you was with me when my wake-up call came. I experienced dizziness, you know what I'm saying? I experienced temporary blindness and stuff, you know what I'm saying? My equilibrium had just went all out of focus and everything and stuff, you know? And then, you know, and I still wasn't going to go until you pushed me to go to the hospital. And then when I did get up into the hospital and stuff, you know, and they identified exactly what my body was going through and stuff, you know, I started doing, you know, research on it, you know? I started, you know, asking people questions about it and stuff, you know, because, like, you always got to get you a second opinion and stuff. But I started seeing how the diabetes started affecting my life and stuff, and saying through this sugar intake, because, you know, like, I was a snack food junkie, you know, I was a processed meat junkie, you know, being a mad dad, we eat a lot of hot dogs, we eat a lot of hamburgers and stuff like that, you know, we eat a lot of cookies and donuts and stuff. You know, and this, you know, and it showed on the weight gain that I had because, you know, when I first came up in Minnesota and stuff, I was weighing up like 186 pounds. Inside of a year, I was like 217. Then I went from 217 to 246. The doctor told me that rapid gain of weight and stuff, you're saying, was the most dangerous to my health because I was blocking my arteries and stuff like this and stuff, you know. He told me that, you know, my lack of sleep, you know, that was affecting me and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it was a whole lot of re-education that I had to learn, you know. And, you know, I stopped eating the processed food. I stopped eating the greasy food and stuff like this. I'm not going to lie to you and stuff. Man, I always feel that urge for that chicken wing, you know what I'm saying? I feel that urge for that fried catfish and stuff like that. You know, I know that I got to eat in proportion now, you know what I'm saying? I got to be conscious of what I put on my plate, you know? So one of the keys that the doctor told me was to use a smaller plate, you know? He said, use a smaller plate, he said, because then you'll know your portion that you're supposed to, the proper portion. But now, man, you know what I'm saying? I got so many other things in my life. I got so many things that I want to live for that, you know, it's making me very, very conscious of what I put inside of my body, you know, because I see now that people really care for me and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to do something, you know what I'm saying, that might reverse the trend of the violence and the stupidity offered to our communities and stuff, that I can bring, you know, light on a lot of situations and stuff, and saying just like diabetes amongst black men and stuff like that, because they said that there is increases of diabetes amongst black men in the correctional centers, and they said that was due to diet. So
that's
you
right.
haven't been a member of that society for so long, you know what I'm saying? Now I find out, you know what I'm saying, I've reciprocated, you know what I'm saying, those same type of behavior, you know, no eating habits that I had in the penitentiary, because I came out and stuff, you know what I'm saying, I was still eating the noodles, I was still eating the honey buns, I was still eating all those sugary snacks and potato chips and that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying, because I wasn't used to eating healthy, you know? A lot of salty and processed foods and stuff like that, that was they sell on the commissary and things like that there and stuff. So when you got problems, you know, one of the best things, they took cigarettes off the commissary, so now the only thing you got to really do is drink coffee and eat sweets, you know, because that's all they sell. So I'm starting to look at that stuff. That was a preconceived genocidal move on the state. You know, they know what they're doing. They're the ones that live here and bring about
right.
these health codes and things like this here and stuff. But if you live so long in the same repetition of the behavior, of negative behavior, you got to come out and don't think that you can just stop after years of participating in this type of negative behavior, that you can just spontaneously drop it. No, what it is, the variety gets bigger. You know what I'm saying? In the joint, they only sell a certain amount cookies. When you get out here and go to Cub Foods got 500 different varieties of cookies. So now you can make 500 different mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So
that's absolutely right.
So, you know, now I know these things and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I sought the information out, you know. I wanted to do better. You know what I'm saying? When you know better, you're supposed to do better. You know, and so that's what I'm doing now. I'm practicing eating better, eating more healthy and stuff, being more conscious about what's in my food. You know, as you know, I bring my food to work. You know, people laugh at me and say, oh, Gil got a peanut butter sandwich in his pocket. Yeah, but it's better than me having a McDonald's Big Mac in my pocket.
All right, that's right. Or that my favorite sandwich, what they call the meat lovers. That meat lovers with all that grease and you don't even know what's in it. They just chop up everything and
that's
just put
right.
it in there. And I tell them to put some extra cheese on there. I must have been out of my mind. I must have been out of my ever-loving mind. I mean, and I still think about that meat lovers. I love that sandwich, but I can't have it. It tried to kill me. You know, one of the things I've been doing lately is eating a healthy breakfast, even if it's just me stopping at McDonald's and getting a thing of oatmeal. You know, I've been learning to really eat healthy, and I feel a lot better. I'm sitting here, you know, kind of chopping on a salad right now. I found out that I really love, you know, salads, and I love stuff like that. Now, we got other callers on the line. I just want to tell you, if you push one, better give me a signal that you're ready to talk. And me and Gil and everybody, the rest of my co-hosts will give you that opportunity to talk. But if you don't push one, I know that you just want to listen. We got listeners talking. We're talking about health and what we can do to make a difference in our health. Now, the other thing besides that breakfast is, now I still have a little bit of a problem drinking 8 glasses of water a day. I have trouble doing that. I don't know, Gil, have you been able to do that?
You know what I do? When I get up in the morning, after I brush my teeth and everything, I take 4 different forms of medication for diabetes. So when I take those pills, I drink 4 ounces of water. I mean, I drink 4 glasses of water, you know, and I do that automatically. Then, you know, because I used to have a problem with Minnesota water. So used to being a Chicago boy, you know what I'm saying, you know how you get hooked on the different tastes of water, you know. So I drink my 4 glasses right then, you know what I'm saying, and then in the afternoon, I drink 2 more. And then when I get ready to get on the bus or whatever I'm getting ready to do around about later on that night, I drink another about 3, about maybe 4 glasses of water. So I always wind up drinking a quart of water every day.
Well,
you
that's
staying off them pops, staying off. You got to stay off them pops. You got to see another thing. Remember when Bishop Howell, you know, something so vivid in my mind. We was at Keys one morning, And the sister came out and gave Bishop Howell a big old glass of orange juice. And he, you know, he thanked her for the orange juice, but he passed the orange juice on to a homeless guy. And, you know, and I asked him, and he said, no, he said, it's more sugar in that orange juice than it is in a can of pop.
That's right. That's right.
And, I went and checked that out. All those premium orange juice, all that Sunkist and all that stuff is 36, 52, 41 grams of sugar in that juice. So
and
none
sodium.
Of that stuff is natural. None of that stuff is natural. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I started investigating the Power Aids and the Power Waters and the Energized Waters and stuff like this here and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So they don't put sugar on the label. They put fructose, which
that's
is just
sugar.
A substitute of sugar.
That's right.
You know, so it's just a substitute for sugar and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be very vigilant. When it comes
right.
to what you put off into your system, especially when you're dealing with medications and stuff, because a lot of brothers don't, you know, a lot of brothers say, I take my medication every day, but you still drink beer every day. You drink alcohol every day. You drink these sugary, you drink these caffeine that adversely affect the potency of the medication that you're putting in to fight the disease that's in your body. So, you know, we do a lot of things and stuff out of ignorance and out of habits and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We might take our medications just to please our girlfriends from nagging on us and stuff like that, because I did at first, you know, because I was in total denial of the diabetes. I wouldn't accept the diabetes, you know. See, but that I understand now. That was just ignorance, and that was just that male ego inside of me, you know. So, you know, so in order for me to live in and really – start feeling better, because I'm starting to feel a lot better. You know what I'm saying? I lost 17 pounds. I breathe better. You know, I think I'm starting to digest my food fully now and stuff like this. I'm not having these hard stools and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? From all that just eating fast and just, you know how you eat a hamburger, just 3-4 bites and it's over with. You know, that ain't no good for you. You know?
No, that's not good. And so, no. So I'm gonna list 10 things that we have to do to be healthy and stay healthy.
Hey, I got to go in here. They calling me.
Okay, brother. We're going to talk to you later. So here's the 10 things you got to do. One is you got to eat a healthy breakfast. The other thing that you have to do is you have to drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. And then you have to take a good quality multivitamin or mineral and then connect with other people. It's important to connect with other people if you want to be healthy. Why is that so important? I'll tell you that's why. Because if you don't connect with other people, then you're not going to be connecting with positive folks that are going to be promoting your health. See, if somebody's sitting around eating fried chicken wings all day long, and you come up and you say, come on, man, sit down and eat. We're going to fry some, after we fry this, we're going to fry some fish, then we're going to fry some bacon, and then we're going to fry some buffalo and some catfish. We're just going to fry everything up. But if you're healthy and you're around positive people, you need positive people to energize you. You also need to express your emotions appropriately. You know, ladies, let's talk about this. You know, so many times what happens if your health can go bad if you don't express your emotions properly because of what?
You eat.
Huh?
You eat. You snack. You eat out of anger. You eat out of sadness. You eat out of depression. You be happy. You go
well,
get a cake.
Well, my family, we eat good when we celebrating and when we happy. So when things is going good in my family, we finna go get the catfish and the chicken and the spaghetti, the mac and cheese, the dressing, and everything else, and we gonna celebrate.
Okay, so you eat to celebrate, and sometimes you eat because you're nervous. You're worried about stuff.
And instead of,
you know, praying or seeking the Lord or whatever, you just grab you some, the biggest piece of meat or whatever it is you can eat.
Big old bag of potato chips.
Big old bag of potato chips, and you do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, then the other piece is eat fruits and vegetables. It's important to eat fruits and vegetables because those are the things that keep you energized and keep you going. So it's important to do that. Also, spend at least 30 minutes outdoors. Why is that important, to spend at least 30 minutes outside?
Refresh, getting fresh air and being active, staying active outside, right?
Yeah, you need to stay active,
Most of the time you're sitting outside, you're not going to be sitting down.
Well, they say sun gives you an energy, right?
That's
sun,
vitamin D.
Sun does something for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sun, it provides a vitamin. Sun provides a vitamin, the
vitamin
rays
D.
of the sun. Vitamin D.
Ah.
Vitamin D. So you didn't know that,
I didn't
did
know
you?
That.
See, you learn something when you come to Mad Dads, you know, you learn something, and every day you learn something, right, Octavia?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Can witness today. Have you learned something since you've been here?
Absolutely. I've learned I'm probably the worst eater in the world.
Yep, but that's all right. We're going to
change that today.
And then do something physically active all the time. Let me ask you, ladies, do you exercise? Do you exercise?
Absolutely.
Well, I don't actually sit in front of the TV and watch an
absolutely
exercise
and one
movie. Right. I mean, but I exercise because I'm playing outside with my kids. We jump and rope. We playing basketball. We running. We have
That's not.
That's exercise.
No.
I'm being active.
Exercise.
I'm moving.
But when you work out?
That's working out.
Do you sweat?
I sweat, yes.
You sweat?
I sweat. I'm burning calories. Yes.
You sweat?
Yes.
No, I don't.
See, but I'm with her, though. That's where my absolutely came from. I'm absolutely with my kids all day, every day.
I think Octavia's not being honest, and I think she's not really sweating and working out. I think what she's doing is telling the kids, y'all go play.
No.
And then that's
Mommy
what they...
Mommy, go sit here, y'all go play.
Right.
No.
And they, yeah, and she sits there looking good and stuff, you know, waving at guys when they blow.
Nope,
you
I
know
put
what
my
I'm saying?
Hair in a ponytail, and we work it out.
Y'all work it out?
Yep.
Okay, then take some quiet time for yourself. You guys, you ladies find it hard to do that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep.
And why do you find it hard?
Because my kids are hard to put to bed.
Okay.
I just be having so much to do. And so once my kids are asleep, now I need to go wash the dishes and sweep and mop the floor and vacuum.
Laundry.
Clean the bathroom and wash the clothes and make sure my child are home. So, I mean, I have so many things I want to do that once my children are asleep, that's the actual time I have to complete my motherly duty.
Wow. So listen to that. And so if daddy was around. Mama could have some time to herself.
Amen.
So let me just put a plug in. Fathers, you know, try to be there for your kids. It's really important so that they can get that rest, so they can relax, so they can take that quiet time. Here's the last two things we got on the 10 things that we must do. Keep regular sleep hours. Are you ladies able to do that?
No.
Okay, so you could go sleep anytime. You could go sleep some nights at 9 o'clock at night, and other nights you go to sleep?
At 12.
At 12.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to keep sleep regularly. Now, I normally go to sleep about 10. Actually, I lay down, you know, but I probably don't. But I get up and jump up and all that. But I try to sleep normally. Now, also, you need to establish a relationship with a doctor you can trust. Have you guys been able to do that?
I mean, yes.
Yes, it doesn't sound like you really have you?
I'm probably not the best person in the world with that, but...
You should know your doctor by his first name. Octavia, your doctor's name is?
O-B-G-Y-N.
Okay, yeah, see, she don't know her doctor's name.
Doctor anybody at that place that I go to.
See, and that's what we're talking about. You need to have a doctor that you know. This is my doctor. This is my personal care doctor. You need to, you know, get a doctor that you can relate to. If it's a male or female... It's important to get a doctor that you can relate to because it's important for you to know who to talk to. Your doctor is going to know you. Like, Octavia's my girl. I know her. Erica. Erica is my girl. I know her. Let me just say this. On behalf of Erica and Octavia and Gil Baggett and myself, Mad Dads loves you. We meet tonight at 3023 4th Avenue South. We want you to come and check us out tonight for our support group meeting. We do not want you to miss it because we believe that at Mad Dads, your life can change. I know we've been able to change lives and we can change yours. So, we got 1 minute left and we're really excited about that. Erica, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What's your last thought?
We want you guys all to show up tonight from 5 to 7. So we can help anybody and everybody that could use the help.
Anybody and everybody. I like Eric the way she say that.
My last thought?
Yeah, what's your last thought?
Please wrap it up. Please wrap
what
it up. Wrap it up.
Oh, wrap it up. You talking about safe sex?
Please.
Okay, I thought it was Christmas, early Christmas
everybody
present.
Everybody take care of themselves.
Yeah, I thought we was getting some early Christmas presents from Octavia. But what Octavia is saying, don't give no Christmas presents.
Exactly. Save
you know,
your life.
especially if you ain't trying to take care of the baby. You know, save that for when you're ready to be a responsible parent. It's important. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, and we're so glad that you're listening and tuned in. If you need to talk to us, the number is 612-822-0802 or www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. God bless you.